Coach's Insight program's getting going here tonight on CARE Radio. It's the coming down the home stretch, my goodness, final week or two of the regular season in high school basketball for Atchison. They still get a couple games next week since they are Class 4A, but a lot to talk about with the head coach of the Atchison girls. That is Nick Rebant, brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, couple big wins to talk about in Meadowlark Conference play since we last spoke a week ago. Dominant on offense, dominant on defense, certainly in the win against Harmon on Friday. Let's start there. 73-8 was that final score. You want to be playing your best ball at the end of the regular season, my goodness, but that was a big-time outcome and a big win in conference play on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, we kind of got into practice and we kind of simplified our thought process. We talk about pressure and pace. Pressure on the defensive end, creating turnovers. Pace on the offensive end, wearing them out, making sure you're going down and getting layups. Beating the defense down the court. And the girls have done a really good job of buying into that. We're so athletic, so quick, that if we play that pressure and pace style, we're going to be hard to beat. And against Harmon, it just started from the get-go. They went out and got after it.
And then defensively, another great effort. Tuesday night, we had them on CARE Radio. You guys were hosting Highland Park. Certainly a great atmosphere against a really good team in this league. 45-19, that final score. So we've talked defense all year, and again, that is continuing to kind of lead the charge here down the end of the regular season.
Yes, and that's the talk we have. I mean, even during timeouts, defense is where we're at. That's our identity. I know I've talked to you about it before. You're going to have off nights on the offensive end. You should never have an off night on the defensive end. You can control your effort and energy on that side. And the girls have just done a wonderful job of using their athleticism and getting to where they need to get. I was really proud of them last night. I thought it was one of our better defensive games. We came out in the second half and held them to 6 points. And to me, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's talk just kind of where things are sitting at in terms of tops of the Meadowlark Conference. So you guys have an opportunity to win the league. Now, Wyandotte right up there with you guys. You guys are going to play KC Washington on Tuesday. A win would at least secure a co-conference championship if Wyandotte were to take care of business as well. If Wyandotte were to lose, you can win it outright. But giving yourself an opportunity to win this conference with one game coming up against Washington on Tuesday, what does that say just about this team, the progression you have seen, and putting yourselves in this position going into next week?
It just shows the girls and how they've bought in and wanted to keep competing, wanted to meet their goals that they've set for themselves. To me, it's really impressive. We're down to 7 girls. But like I tell everybody, it's the 7 that I would choose, you know. They come out and they work hard every day, and they're going trying to achieve what they want to achieve. And I think it's a great accomplishment. I think at the beginning of the year, we were picked to finish maybe 3rd or 4th in league. And to come out here and have an opportunity to go at least be co-champ is something to be extremely proud of for them.
Obviously, we kind of jumped the gun, skipped, and worked our way into Tuesday of next week. Obviously, a marquee matchup with Washington. But you guys get a game Thursday night on the road at Maryville. Not Marysville, Maryville. Mm-hmm. Give us an opportunity there. What are you seeing and hoping to see from your team when you go out of conference, out of league, out of state for this game on Thursday night?
Yeah, it's a good test. They're 15-6 right now, so they're a pretty good squad. They pressure. They rebound the ball well. They get up in you. So it's a chance for us to go out and just gauge where we're at. I always like these games near the end of the season, getting ready for sub-state. It gives us some good film to get into and study. And, you know, they might have some similar tendencies to a team we might catch in the first round. So I'm really excited for the girls just to go out and continue that defensive effort. You know, let's see what we can do on that end and let the offense come. And this will be a great test for us.
Atchison girls basketball coach Nick Rebant joining us. Couple big wins this last week. Harmon and Highland Park back-to-back Friday and Tuesday respectively. Maryville on the road Thursday night. And then again, chance to at least get a share of the Meadowlark Conference title if they can get a win Tuesday night next week against KC Washington. Coach, we always appreciate it, man. We'll do it one more time next week before the postseason gets going. Hopefully next week we're talking about at least worst a co-Meadowlark Conference championship.
Yeah, that sounds great, Brandon.